what we're doing, okay? And I know, because as Americans, if we tell you people things are getting better, you're going to go out and start partying, okay? Now is not the time to do that. Anyway, James Greenwood is here with us today. He is the CEO of Biotech Innovation Corporation. He also is a former congressman, and we welcome you to the program. James, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. Good morning.
So tell us about Biotech Innovation Corporation and what you all are doing different now that we're dealing with coronavirus.
So we're the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. We're a national trade association for about 1,000 biotechnology
companies.
Got
it. Thank you.
Yeah, so we represent everything from the biggest pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Merck and then Johnson & Johnson. But overwhelmingly, we're the small innovative companies that are, many of whom haven't quite got their first product out the door yet, but they're all on the cutting edge of innovation. So that's who we are. And our companies have come together, all of those companies that have technology that would be helping with diagnostics, with therapeutics, with vaccines, and we're sharing information, we're sharing resources, and we're trying to figure out how as quickly as possible we can get medicines to people to treat them when they have the disease and also vaccinate them so they don't get the disease.
Well, and I tell you, there's been some talk about malaria drugs and things like that that have been around for a while. And it seems to me, and you may not know the answer to this question, but it seems to me that there are records of people using this. And couldn't we look at that patient base and see if they're getting coronavirus?
Well, you can, but the problem is it's anecdotal information.
Got it.
What the FDA really needs is to be able to say, here's 1,000 people who took this drug, and here's 1,000 people who didn't take this drug, and they had relatively similar exposures to the virus, and there's a marked difference in the number who took the drug in terms of the outcome. So that's the gold standard for making sure the drugs are both safe and effective. But there are a lot of other things that are going on besides that drug. Probably the most promising one is a drug called remdesivir. It's Gilead has it out in California. And you know what these viruses do, and these viruses are amazing things because they're sort of right on the line between what is actually we consider to be alive and what's not alive. They're like little self-replicating robots, and that's what they do. They get in the body and they just start making copies of themselves. And what their drug does is it actually, if you will, tricks the virus into picking up the wrong molecular material in the body. And that's when it's trying to replicate itself and stop it from replicating. So that's being tested in 6 clinical trials around the world right now. They're giving it out in compassionate use programs for people under 18 and pregnant women. And results from the first clinical trial should be in next month. So if that proves in those clinical trials to be really game changing, that would be huge.
So do you believe with everything the federal government's done in the last 3 years, but especially in the last few weeks, that they're getting some of the bureaucratic mess out of the way so that you guys can do what you do best, which is innovate?
Well, to tell you the truth, the bureaucratic issue hasn't been the problem. When I was in Congress back in the mid-90s, the FDA was kind of a mess, and it took too long to get everything done. We've done a ton of work since then with FDA, and all of our companies are applauding the FDA right now. The FDA has been doing spectacular work. The problem, if you want to look in the rearview mirror, is a number of us have been saying for the past 5 years there will be a pandemic. It's not a question of if, but when. And the federal government should be doing a whole ton of things, and unfortunately, most of that never got done.
But isn't that, and again, you don't have to comment on this if you don't want to. When you look at the history of America, and I think it is a plus and a minus. We're very optimistic people, right? It's a plus mm-hmm. that we're very optimistic, but sometimes it's a minus. And that we don't get involved in stuff almost until it's a crisis. And then we come in and we innovate and we do. And I'm not saying we should act that way. It just, if you look at us historically, we don't like bad news.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's unfortunate, you know. I was in the Congress for 12 years. I was in the Pennsylvania Legislature for 12 years, and I know what happens. It's the crisis of the moment that gets the attention, and we literally with the reports that we were making 5 years ago, we're literally saying, don't wait until the horses are out of the barn to lock the doors. You know, we got to get ahead of this. And so things like respirators and gloves and gowns, we were arguing 5 years ago, you've got to stockpile more of them.
I do think in hearing Dr. Fauci yesterday that he expressed that. He said, we're going to be prepared. Yes, we'll see something like this again. We're going to be prepared. Let's hope that that's the case. If people want to know more about what you're doing, how can they do that?
They can go to bio.org. They can learn a lot. And let me just end by this. Help is on the way. There will be a vaccine against this drug. It may not be until January, but there are a number of companies that are working on vaccines, and eventually we'll be able to inoculate literally billions of people around the planet so that this particular virus doesn't have this kind of effect again.
Well, thank you for your service to this issue, and thank you for not being a lifetime politician, understanding what it should be.
I left Congress 15 years ago, undefeated and unindicted.
That's right.
I'm proud of it.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a break right now.